There have been 5 Spider-Man movies already, starring 2 different Spider-Men, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. They've been hugely successful, so no surprise, a 6th opens tonight. Critic Bob Mondello says, true to the title, Spider-Man Homecoming, the main character seems finally to have come home.
Pretty near the start of this movie, everybody's favorite Spider-Teen is coming home, literally, climbing through a window in his Aunt May's apartment, crawling across the ceiling, as one does when one is spider-bitten, taking off his mask as he turns around and seeing his best friend Ned sitting there in shock.
What is that?
Nothing!
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
Killing.
What was it, Ned? What are you doing in my room?
May let me in. You said we're going to finish the Death Star.
I said no. Nobody knows. Why are we missing the moves that you made my suit, but that did?
Tony Stark, Richard. Are you an Avenger?
I should probably back up a little. Superheroes used to stand alone. Now they come in packs. The first 2 spider dudes were old school. Their world was just theirs. This new one has joined what's called the Marvel Cinematic Universe, meaning he interacts with the other Marvel characters. He sort of is an Avenger, though not full-fledged yet. Tony Stark has him on a short leash, interning, as it were.
Don't tell anybody about this guy. Keep it a secret.
Secret why?
Because I know if he finds out, people try and kill me every single night. She's not going to let me do this anymore.
Peter Parker's always been a teenager, but Tom Holland's super kid is the first who seems like he could actually be a classmate of Ferris Bueller's or the folks in the Breakfast Club. He and his best buddy, who's played by Jacob Batalon, are funny, awkward, and real. John Hughes teenagers, more or less.
Dude, you have a suit, right? This is going to change our lives. We're going to have Spider-Man swing. Say you guys are tight, and then I get a fist bump or one of those half-broken.
Spidey's antagonist, a trucker who's cleaning up the mess from the first Avengers movie and keeping some alien-powered souvenirs, feels decently real, too, partly because he's played by Michael Keaton.
The world's changing. Time we change, too.
But also because the screenplay gives him persuasive blue-collar reasons to be ticked off at the government and at billionaire Tony Stark. There are other bright spots. The girl Peter has a crush on, the girl who maybe has a crush on him, the wonderful Marissa Tomei as Aunt May.
What's the matter? I thought you loved Larb. It's too Larby? Not Larby enough. How many times do I have to say Larb before you talk to me?
I know I Larb you.
But what makes this homecoming fun is Holland, who seems as excited about Spider-Man as his classmates, even though he is Spider-Man. At one point, he shows off a selfie video he took while he was in somebody else's Marvel movie.
I said I'm fine with Captain America, and I stole his shield, and I threw it at him. He's big, and I gotta go.
We also see him learning to use the spider suit Tony Stark made for him.
Good evening, Peter.
Oh,
you have 576 possible web-shooter combinations.
That is awesome.
And just generally having a ball imagining his own about-to-be glory, even when he's screwing up.
No.
As when he misjudges things on the Staten Island Ferry, which gives director John Watts a special effects showpiece and gets Peter chastised by his mentor.
What if somebody had died?
I was just trying to be like you.
I wanted to be better. I'm going to need the suit back.
But I'm nothing without this suit.
If you're nothing without this suit, then you shouldn't have it.
Tough love. Happily, Tom Holland's Spidey is not nothing without the suit. He just has to grow into it. No question. The suit suits him. I'm Bob Mondello.